Welcome to the Minimalist Tech Podcast. Wow. So I just got on Facebook for the first time in many, many years. I was basically recommended that there's like some social groups on there that could be really helpful for a goal that I have currently. And so I was like, okay, fine. You know, I'll try it out. I'll see how it is. The positive side is that, yes, there are groups that are available. So common interest things, the marketplace groups, some of these things are very useful. But my goodness, the video tab on Facebook is, it's like worse than I remember. It's so awful. Like, it's just like video after video of just like horrific things, just one or the other. It's like literally to the point where it's literally just showing you like car wreck after car wreck after car wreck, you know, because like it's sort of, I guess it's like we're at that point. It's like people know if you drive past a car wreck, people tend to slow down and look. Like, that's how I would describe Facebook, particularly Facebook video. Like, wow, it's horrible. It is terrible. Like, I'm so glad that I've not been on Facebook for this many years, and I will be off Facebook very quickly, because wow, it's just wow. It's like people literally posting the worst things, like the worst parts of humanity. You know, just like accidents and conflict, and it's just awful. So it's a little bit of a quick rant, I guess, because I've made episodes about getting off of social media. And so, you know, like I said, I was hesitant to get back on there because there's some groups that are useful. And I regret it. I regret getting back on there. Not worth it. Wow. I guess, you know, I wonder, like, I feel like people have been on Facebook for, you know, all this time. Maybe they don't see the, like, how bad it's gotten, because it's just, like, perpetually gotten worse and worse over time. I don't really know. But there's like a, you know, and just like YouTube has, you know, Facebook has this thing of like show less or see less, I think is what it's called, where you can click on the three dots next to a video and like see less of that type of thing. But it's like, I've seen nothing but like horrible stuff. You know, with like the occasionally like, I guess, just sort of viral video. I mean, viral, non-conflict, non, you know, traumatic thing. Wow. Which I guess is, it's like, it's in a stark contrast to Instagram. Generally speaking, Instagram is more sort of like aspirational, positive type of posts, generally speaking, you know. Facebook is just, and I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know, like, if, like, it's related to, I don't know. I think it's just literally, they know people will, like, look at train wrecks, basically. And that's what gets the most attention. It's like, you start watching that stuff, and it's like the least common denominator sort of situation. It's like the conflict is so outrageous that it's hard to look away. And I guess that's like part of their business model, which is disgusting. Disgusting. I'm so happy that I've been off of Facebook for years and years and years. and I will be off of it for many more. Yeah. Just awful. Awful and unnecessary. And, man. Just wild. In contrast, I've tried Discord, which is another type of, like, sort of social app, I guess. It's more of, like, group-based. So you're specifically joining groups that you're interested in, nothing else. So if, like, a group is posting things that you don't particularly like or that are particularly abhorrent, then you can just leave that group. Right? You can very much curate exactly which groups you're in, and then there's nothing else. So I would consider it way better by far than Facebook. Facebook is awful. I'm just gonna keep saying this. It is an awful, awful thing. Awful, awful site. I mean, I guess it's good for them that they purchased Instagram, because I think Instagram's doing fine, I guess. And then they changed their name to Meta because they got very interested in, like, the metaverse. But if the metaverse, if like Facebook is any indication of what a metaverse would look like, count me out. Like, reputation wise, if Facebook is bringing their sort of reputation towards, you know, of the sort of Facebook reputation towards this metaverse, like, no way. No way. Of course, it's a different, you know, that's not the same thing, different content and everything else, but it's like the content is curated based on, like, the worst things possible first. It's really, I'm like in shock of how bad it is. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like if you quit, like, watching movies for a while, right? And then you go to the movie, a movie theater to watch a movie. It's like extra, you know, it's like kind of shocking, especially if it's like a big epic movie, you know, it's like sort of really like immersive and almost like it can be almost overwhelming. And so this is a similar sort of experience of, like, because I've been off of it so long, coming back onto it, maybe that's like sort of feels normal for folks that aren't there, but it is shocking how bad it is. Shockingly bad. So, you know, I sort of stand by my previous podcasts about quitting social media. And I personally, like, these groups, what I'm going to do instead is, you know, look for a similar group that's on Discord. And if it's not available on Discord, I'll create one. And otherwise, too bad. You know, I'm not going on Facebook. Like, I'm not going on there. I could see, like, maybe getting on there, like, temporarily, like, if you're, like, looking to buy a car or something like that, or if you're, like, looking for, like, some sort of marketplace thing, if you've moved and you need to, like, I guess list furniture for sale or purchase furniture or something like that, maybe that kind of thing. But, like, even then, you know, you could just, I don't know, ask a friend if you can, like, borrow theirs for 5 minutes or something. It's just like, wow. You know, but I'm just trying to give it some credit of, like, I think that there's value in Facebook Marketplace. I do think that there's value in the groups, but the problem is, it's like, there would need to be a separate app, right? There would need to be a Facebook Marketplace app where I could download it and just view marketplaces, and that's it, right? Or groups, like, I can just view groups and that's it. This whole, like, video thing, it's like I didn't join anything to see this garbage. you know, I downloaded the app. I started clicking on the tabs to see what's there. And this video tab is, that's what's there. It's like, why? Why would you subject yourself to that? Seriously. Yeah, so I'll be off of there like in no time. I'm actually in shock. Repeating myself, I don't care. It's like, it is bad. I just want to say that for folks also who are like on the fence of like, maybe I want to get off of there, but I've been on there for a while and blah, 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 blah. It's like, dude, that is a horrible place. Horrible. So, yeah. I need to like go meditate or something. Go get a massage or something after that. I mean, Jesus Christ. It was bad like years ago. I'm trying to think of when I left. And I left years and years and years ago. So like, I left, I don't know how many years ago, but it was already bad at that point. And it was sort of like, you know, I guess there's a lot of like political stuff in there at the time that was like very polarizing stuff. But it's like now it's just like, it's like literally like, here, let's just show you like video after video of like the worst of humanity. No, thank you. No, thank you. I'm out. if you can like do it and you could stay on there and deal with that content, like, I don't know, more power to you, but I don't think it's healthy. It's just my opinion. It's just entertainment purposes only. I don't think that's healthy. I don't think it's a healthy place to be. I don't think the value of the groups is enough to outweigh the other garbage that's on there. There's just like no need for it. And the thing is, like, this is what actually like really pisses me off. Constantly like having that type of content, like that sort of train wreck video content, which is the worst, I would say, on Facebook. I mean, I don't have TikTok, so I can't compare that, but Facebook is the worst that I've seen. And what it does is it pisses people off. It plays with their emotions. It pisses them off. It shows them, it like creates, the, it's like, I feel like it's like, if you're going to talk about radicalization, like it, that's what it does to people. Like, it's going to piss people off and it's going to make them feel like either like in their victimhood or in their righteousness, right? About like whatever side that they're on these like super conflict, controversial topics. And it's just it like, if you ever go into like the comment sections on these videos, like, oh my God, it's awful. It is awful. It's like the worst, and like, you know, and just it's like the more conflict a video can have, you know, the more polarizing it is, the more traumatic it is. It's like the better that it does on Facebook. So there's people out there who are like actively posting this stuff and making probably, I would imagine, tons of money based on what I've heard in the past of people making money off of Facebook video. Like, they're making a lot of money off of this stuff. So they're making a lot of money. There's profit to be made off of posting this garbage. And I sound like an old man and saying, you know, this garbage and, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like, but man, like, it's like, let me post the most miserable thing ever, the most controversial thing ever, and the most polarizing thing ever, whatever I can find, and then just continue to do that, because the algorithm, and just sort of people's, like, I guess human nature, that, like, looking at car wrecks gets me the most clicks and most views, and if I can make money off of that, I will continue to do that. And it's like, I'm not one of those kind of people that thinks like that, you know, like, because there's people out there who are just like totally capitalizing on that. You know, they're sitting on like a boat right now, like relaxing in their mansion, allegedly, because they're just like, oh, this makes money, so let me make a channel about this and just post this kind of stuff. And again, like, it makes people take sides where it's like not even necessary to take a side. You know, it's just the worst. It's like, if like someone asked me, like, hey, where can I go on the internet to see the worst of humanity? I'd say, oh, go to Facebook. Facebook is the best place to go for that. Like, that is a perfect, you know, there is no place better than that. So, you know, I don't know. It's like, it makes you wonder about the whole meta thing. Like they trying to pivot into something else. I guess it's sort of admirable. Like, it's better that they try to pivot into sort of VR, AR experiences, you know, than like what they're doing now. I don't know. Like, you could say that there's like some great mission statement about Facebook with like connecting people, and it does that in a sense, for sure. But it's like, is the other part necessary? I don't know. You know, it's like people are addicted to that sort of like traumatic type of content. They just, they start watching it and then it can't stop. You know, it's like, I don't know. Casinos are like a thing. And some people like are sort of like addicted to that. Like, you know, I mean, it makes money. Does it mean it's good? I don't know. I have my own opinions on that. I'm not going to say. But it's like, man, take care of yourselves. I'm gonna go cry and I'll talk to you later.